Supergroups achieved record annual results boosted by growth within its acquired businesses, which contributed just over 10% to group revenue, seeing overall revenue for the period climb 19.4%. Headline earnings per share in the meantime came in 15% stronger, and Supergroup CEO Peter Mountford joins us on the line now for a closer look at those numbers. Thanks so much, Peter, for your time this evening. So despite that record performance and despite a new political leadership in South Africa and those initial signs of optimism that had filtered through, you still hold a pretty jaded view of where the South African economy is at, if I read some of your commentary in your statement today. So take us through that and how you're feeling about South Africa in particular.
Thanks. Hi Alicia. Yes, I don't think a jaded view of the South African economy. I think what we're saying is that we've performed strongly in the commodity sector in Africa and South Africa as well, but that our consumer businesses have been under significant pressure. We've seen a decline in consumer spending, and virtually without exception, most of the products we distribute have seen negative growth in revenue. So it's really concerns around that, and there's no doubt the South African consumer has been under pressure from many elements, including exchange rates and many of the other socio-political events at hand.
So where you've got these forces then pulling in opposite directions at this stage, Peter, I mean, where does that leave sustainability of the kind of earnings you've reported for the full year period?
Okay, I think in many ways, we're quite well positioned in sustainability because clearly then our consumer and convenience supply chain businesses are coming off a very low base. The growth is going to have to come from new business generation, in other words, new principals and accounts. But I think it is quite exciting, and those businesses should bounce back quite strongly in the forthcoming year. Of course, we do depend on a sustainable performance out of our African commodities businesses and the other commodity businesses in South Africa itself, as well, of course, as the Australian and European operations.
Yeah. Talk us through how, the operating context has seen you, shift, or if at all, shift some of your strategy, because you really highlight margin pressure being squeezed by competition and poor consumer demand as well. So has that triggered any shift?
No, it probably has triggered elements of rationalization, unfortunately, in the South African landscape. Mm-hmm. But no, we're still committed to South Africa. And in fact, ironically, many of the growth opportunities are probably here right now. There's a plethora of new business opportunities in South Africa. And they're even outside of organic growth. There is a lot of corporate activity coming to the market in South Africa, which is often the case when there's some pressure around. So we're quite excited still with South Africa and certainly never turning our back on that important market.
Having said that, Peter, a revenue and operating profit of 47% and 60% respectively from your non-South African businesses. So how's your offshore operations stacking up?
They went very well. Obviously, in the year that's just been reported, as opposed to the current scenario, you had quite a lot of rand strength. So in rand terms, the growth of our Australian businesses didn't reflect the Australian dollar growth. So they grew profit after tax by about 9.8%, which is a very good, in Australian dollar terms, a very good performance in Australia. Mm-hmm. The United Kingdom and New Zealand operations that fall under SG Fleet also performed well, although they're coming from a lot more modest bases historically. The European business performed strongly as well for us, our in-time business in Germany, the supply chain business, as well as ADA, the courier business in Spain. And then I think one of the businesses that really bucked the trend is our dealerships in the UK, because new vehicle sales in the UK were down 11%, and that's the first decline in nearly 20 years. And we showed both growth in new vehicle sales and used vehicle sales in that market, and a very good performance there.
So very positive. How much of a spanner does Brexit and U.S. trade wars throw into the works for your European business?
Okay. The U.S. trade wars are a little bit removed from our businesses, although we do move a lot of logistics on an outbound basis that ultimately ends up in air cargo to the USA. Brexit is very significant for us. We hold quite a positive view at the moment that a Brexit solution is almost more important to Europe than to the UK,
yeah.
Europe being a net exporter to the UK. And the other interesting thing is we picked up such a lot of negativity in the City of London around Brexit the last 2 years, but there's suddenly a feeling that, in fact, the solution could come out by December, and that Britain is absolutely determined to meet their deadline of a Brexit solution before March next year.
Well, we wait with bated breath for that, of course. Peter Mountford, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. And, of course, Supergroup's CEO, Peter Mountford.